folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We do love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email benradioshow@gmail.com. Right along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, who's, yes, still nursing a broken wing, meaning yes. Tigger, why don't you tell him how the shoulder recovery is going?
I don't even want to talk about it because it's just depressing. This broken wing is going to be for a long time. What was just a couple months turned into 4 months, turned into 6 months, turning into a year.
I know. You don't even want to go to the physical therapist anymore. You don't want to go to Doc to see what he's going to say next.
No, because all I get is bad news all the way around.
Just look at it, though. You are getting out of shoveling all winter.
I'm getting out of everything all winter.
I know. I'm going to be the one moving all the snow with the skid steer, and you're going to be sitting there trying not to have a heart attack.
Pacing.
Well, in other news, I wanted to share also, in case you've seen over the last, couple of months, the Northern Lights have been unbelievable. Well, if you've thought that it's because it's just maybe a coincidence you happen to be outside and see them, wrong. Actually, there is a reason why they're occurring more and brighter. Due to the solar activity peaking in the sun's 11-year cycle, with 2025 being a peak year for this phenomenon, this increased solar activity, known as a solar maximum, is predicted to lead to more frequent and intense auroral displays than have been seen in over a decade. So yes, you are seeing more northern lights than ever. The sun is currently in a period of high activity, aka the solar maximum, which is expected to last through early 2026. So if you're looking for an outdoor adventure and you've always wanted to see the aurora borealis, now is your time.
And you got to get out of town to do it is probably the best. You got to get away from the city lights and that. Even like a yard light can mess it up.
That's the key. So many
for
people,
us, we have to look to the north all the time, and that's right into the yard light. So we never get a chance to really see them.
And a person doesn't realize when you're near a city, and not even that big of a city or a town, how far that light from the town sneaks out, that you really got to get out in the boonies and you will be blown away. Also, here is the other key. If you're starting to see some of those northern lights, take out your cell phone. Don't have to put a filter on it or anything. But for some reason, I don't know how this works, but cell phones tend to take some of the best northern lights photos, and you'll see more greens and pinks and purples, all those cool hues that you see all over social media. All right, now that Thanksgiving is behind us, if you haven't already, I'm assuming you're decorating for Christmas now. And some of the trends that I am seeing right now, I don't know that I'm totally with them. I can't believe this one is back. The nutcrackers are hot this year. Let's just put it this way.
And that's okay if you're into that. I find the nutcracker, the little statues, a little on the creepy side.
They creep me out big time. So
it should be like a movie where they become possessed. Where they become possessed and they take over Christmas.
So like a Chucky version.
You darn
of
right.
The nutcracker.
I would buy that sucker and we'd keep it forever.
I will say though, talking about creepy decorations, I pulled down some more decorations the other day, and let's just put it this way. I won't say how old Tigger and I are, but I was all excited because I found this porcelain Santa Claus head that I had painted, and then I saw on the back of it, it happened to be done the year that Tigger graduated from high school.
And
so then I was really creeping him out by being, do you know how old I was when I painted this?
I encouraged you to hang it up until you did hang it up, and we both looked at it and went, nah.
It creeped us both out.
It creeped us both out.
It got put away.
But it was neat, though, going through the boxes of decorations from the Sunny Slopes long ago. Just good little memories. You know, a lot of us have a box of ornaments that we've collected over the years. My mom got me one every year.
My mom had
us. Your mom did the same thing. It's always kind of fun.
So that's my little throw to all of you is, when's the last time you dug out that shoebox or boot box full of ornaments from your childhood?
Everyone is saying yesterday.
No, because they're having to decorate their tree with their kids' ornaments. So now is your chance, especially if you're beginning to be empty nesters. The kids' ornaments are out and yours get brought back up and put up. I'm just throwing it out there.
I did find some of those in mine where back in the day you could get that little tin ashtray.
I was waiting for
Hardee's,
you to say that.
And then you would go and you would paste your little school picture in the middle, and then you would, I don't know, put a green piece of yarn on it or something, and you'd get that to mom for Christmas. That's what I gave her last year.
That's one of those ornaments. Him and I both laughed when we dug out our old ones from our childhood. We each had a lot of the same ornaments.
And we're all made out of ashtrays. So we kind of aged ourselves.
Even though our parents don't smoke, we had ashtrays with our photos in the middle of them. Other retro ornaments, by the way, that are popular are things that you from days long gone would be those bubble lights. Do you remember the bubble lights that would filter? I remember as a kid, I'd sit there and just stare at them. I never got them on our tree, but I had cousins that had them.
Those are considered retro and coming back?
Yes, honey.
Oh, I thought they were kind of newer. I thought they were kind of neat. Okay, anyway, continue.
Well, so are also then the flocked trees and the mercury glass, anything pretty much is making a comeback. We're just going to put it that way. If it's from your childhood, it's probably a comeback this year.
But I like seeing that. It's nostalgic and it makes you smile. At least me, it does.
And you and I changed it up this year. Our tree kind of was on its way out the door. We'll put it this way. None of the lights worked. So we went and got one of those Black Friday deals, a new tree. We bought a flocked one, which was something you and I never had.
Never grew up with anything
like that. We went with the multi-light colored tree because we've been doing white lights for years.
So flocked means that it has the white...
fluffy stuff. So it looks like it's been snowed on.
There you go. Thank you. I couldn't think
of
the white flocked fluffy stuff.
On that note, we're going to take a short break, crew. When we come back, the WNFR is kicking off real quick.
Oh, we're talking rodeo.
You bet. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this. Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and in the house is Jeff Tigger Earhart, my co-host. This week is kind of like Christmas around here because what's kicking off? The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
Life stops when the NFR is going on.
Can you believe it? They are celebrating the 40th anniversary of holding the NFR in Sin City.
And we're sitting here.
Yes, we're sitting here because Tigger's recouping from a shoulder surgery. So both of us are PRCA personnel. He is a announcer and I'm a music director. And we tend to head to Vegas this time of year to see all our friends, also line up some work for next year. It's just a lot of, what do you want to say?
Networking.
And
camaraderie.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
And a lot of us baritones down in the bar seeing who's got the biggest booming baritone announcer voice.
Okay, I have to tell you all about this. All right, the first time I went to the NFR with Tigger, this was years back, and I had been going for years by myself and knew all about it. I mean, I grew up around rodeo, but I'd never gone to the PRCA convention, which is held a few days prior to the actual kickoff of the rodeo, and that's where all of the personnel, contestants, awards are given out from over the year. All this happens.
To like rodeo of the year and things like that. And then there's also a lot of business that goes on. Those different business meetings for the PRCA and
understanding the new rules.
Yep, new rules and regs and all that is announced. Yep.
Well, I had never gone to that part of it. Tigger was introducing me to the backstage, we'll say, of rodeo. And I couldn't get over it when you talk about baritone voices and you're at the South Point Casino and Hotel. You know where you found Beck? You found me. I was bellied up to the bar sitting there watching and laughing at you and all your cronies, the other announcers, because how many baritone voices can you get in one area? And every one of these guys is trying to outdo
Beck,
the other.
Beck, dear, it was almost angelic. I mean,
because
it is the Christmas season.
Yeah, mixed in with a bunch of Pendleton whiskey. Yeah, real.
Not a sponsor
yet. Anyway, we are a little sad to not be seeing all of our friends there, along with our contestants that are friends that we like to cheer on. But we thought we would use this time to kind of talk about the excitement that's going on in Vegas this week. But I would say the biggest news right now around the rodeo world is the equine herpes virus, the EHV1 outbreak that's going on.
And yes, Vegas has been put on high alert because of this. There was an outbreak. It was back November 5th through the 9th at the WPRA World Finals in Texas. That's the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, their finals. Officially, it has been confirmed that there have been cases reported in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, South Dakota, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Washington. This is a terrible, terrible disease. And I did cover it a little bit in the Ranch It Up radio show. And the biggest thing is to watch for a fever in your horses. But a lot of times you can't even detect that there is a fever. So what vets are saying is if there are any abnormalities, anything that is out of the ordinary in your horses, especially neurological or that fever that I mentioned, they need to be called immediately. But that's when everybody has kind of been watching is, okay, this is looming on the NFR that is starting here this upcoming Thursday is the first perf.
This came across my social media feed. Taylor Nargang of Texas shared these sentiments on social media following the announcement, and I thought it was worth sharing with all of you. Taylor Nargang wrote, "I feel like the EHV1 situation this week has made all of us step back and remember something we do not say out loud enough in this industry. Everything we are, everything we gather for in December, everything this lifestyle is built on comes back to one animal, the horse. Take the horse out of it and the entire Western world goes quiet. No cowboys, no cowgirls, no NFR, no WSTR, no cowboy Christmas, no jackpots, no breakaway, no team roping, no vendors, no trade shows, no after parties, no December in Vegas like we know it. The horse is not a side character. The horse is not background noise. The horse is the center of all of it. This entire industry, the dollars, the moments, the memories, the careers, the culture, all of it rides on its back. The horse gives us everything. As we head into Vegas for WSTR and the NFR, Cowboy Christmas, and every Western event that fills the city, remember it all sits on. Look at that horse. Give it the respect, the gratitude, and the reverence it deserves. And right now, give them the time to heal so the show can go on in December. This is all because of a horse, everything."
That is a very, very cool tribute to the horse. Now, can you put the link live in your show notes on the website that people can go and look at that?
I absolutely will.
Okay, cool.
Do so.
That's very cool. Very, very great way of looking at it.
Now, what about the NFR and the NFBR during the equine herpesvirus outbreak? One of the most shocking announcements so far has come from the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. The National Finals breakaway roping has officially been postponed, as well as the PRCA permit finals. while Benny Binion's Bucking Horse and Bull Sale, as well as Stace Smith's Futurity Horses, will continue on. It's with modifications, though. The sales will be held without livestock on the grounds. Videos and photos will be used for the sales, which have been moved to the showroom. Now, if you're heading to Vegas, you're going to want to check this out. The movie Outriding the Devil is premiering during the NFR on December 9th at Virgin Hotels in Vegas. This docudrama is one of the most incredible comeback stories in rodeo history. Angela Gantner, a world champion barrel racer, was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and in a decade-long fight for her life, she went from death's door to the winner's circle upon her remarkable return to rodeo. During Angela's ordeal, her daughter, Jackie Gantner, won WPRA Rookie of the Year and became a two-time NFR qualifier herself. Current all-around world champion Shad Money Mayfield makes his debut onto the big screen. Among many in the movie from the pinnacle of rodeo, our pro rodeo Hall of Famer Bob Tallman. That's one of your good friends, Digger.
Bob and I are buddies.
And PRCA world champions like Stetson Wright, Kai Hamilton, and Zeke Thurston, as well as seven-time NFR qualifier and WPRA world champion barrel racer Fallon Taylor. Outriding the Devil is a must-see for fans, they're saying, of the Wright family, with major contributions from not only Stetson, but Rusty, their sister Lily, and their mom Cherie. Plus, there's supposedly spectacular footage of both Statler and Ryder Wright in competition. And for those of you in the country music world, country stars included in the film are Ned Ledoux and Chancey Williams. Wanting to see more about Outriding the Devil? Check out the trailer. We have that link in the show notes for this episode at thebendshow.com. On that note, we're going to take a short break, crew. When we come back, we've got more of The Bend Show. Stay where you are. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode 1. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory, with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ryan Long Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. We have been talking about rodeo. Why? Because the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo kicks off this week in Las Vegas. Round one is this Thursday, December 4th. So I'm letting y'all know right now, don't be calling and texting Tigger and I Thursday night, okay? We're going to be watching.
Thursday through the following next 10 days, at least in the evening.
For those of you that don't know, you can catch it on the Cowboy Channel, by the way. But I think everyone knows that already.
Yep.
But here are some questions I keep seeing tossed around that maybe, Tigger, I'm going to have you weigh in and explain. And the first question that I see pop up all the time is, how are the back numbers assigned on the qualifiers?
Based on money that you have won going into the NFR. If you've won the most money in a qualifying event, you get back number one, all the way down to back number 118.
Exactly. So, for example, Stetson Wright is number one in the all-around, even though he is not number one in either of the events that he participates, which is saddle bronc and bull riding.
He's currently number two in the bull riding. He's number 12 in the saddle bronc riding. So you add the totals of the dollars in those two events together, and he has won more money than anybody else going into this year, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, which is why he has back number one.
Great explanation there, Tigger. And now you just answered the other question I see all the time, which is, what is with the all-around standings? How do you come up with that dollar amount to put, for example, Stetson Wright at number one?
You have to be able to qualify for all-around, you have to come into the WNFR and qualify in two events, okay? And to win the all-around title, those dollars, again, are added together of what you've done throughout the year and then what you're going to do at the NFR. And that's why the NFR is so darn important to crowning a world champion, because it's the dollar amount that you've won in that event plus the amount of money that you can win in rounds 1 through 10 plus the average that goes into it. It's the aggregate. Okay, that's why they say, you know, when it gets kind of exciting, when it gets, see, here I'm getting all jacked up. When you get in some of these races that are very close every single year, you got to get the tabulations out and the computers and the calculators to try to double, triple, and quadruple check what is the actual dollar amount that that particular contestant won at the end of the year before you officially crown a world champion.
Now, did you all get that? Did you all understand that?
There's a lot that goes into it. But, I mean, come on. When you can win money in each event, when you can win money in the average, there is so much that is up for grabs. And when we say so much, I mean we're talking millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Exactly. And that's where a lot of times they say this can make or break that cowboy or cowgirl for their whole year.
Not just their year. I mean, like, financially going forward for their life. I mean, really, it can't.
Tigger said, millions. Here's what's up for grabs at the 2025 WNFR. The purse total is over $12.3 million. That's $1.5 million plus per event. And per go-round, it's over $118,000. So you armchair judges, get ready. Round one starts Thursday.
So let's say this is your first time going out to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Vegas. We're going to help prepare you here just for a few minutes. And the one thing that I want to bring up, and I was very surprised at this, first time I ever went to Vegas, I'm thinking, in the desert, it's Las Vegas, it's going to be hot. And it was nice during the day, but it got downright cold at night. I mean, it did. I was not prepared for that at all.
I find this funny. I've been to Vegas every month out of the year, so I'm used to the whole cycle of how it changes. And you're right. I can instantly tell when people from, say,
a northern colder climate,
they
come
show
in.
Up yeah. in Vegas for the WNFR, and they are not packed correctly. I mean, I'm not just saying the gals in their short little dresses and such, the guys too. You don't realize that, like, for example, this week it's been in the 60s. It's going to be into the 60s this whole next week during the day. But the lows at night, and when do you see Vegas? Vegas is a city of lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 40s. So bring the winter jacket along is what I'm trying to tell you, okay?
So what is something that would be out of the ordinary to do in Vegas, other, and I'm not saying like Cowboy Christmas, because that's not out of the ordinary. I'm saying something that you normally would never think of doing in Vegas. And what is going to be your recommendation for this? Because I know exactly what it is. I've never done it, but you absolutely love this.
I have done this twice now, and I've done this with my nephews. A bunch of cowboys is what they are. And that is fish pedicure. You just heard me correctly. Yes, you head to the Miracle Mall Shops, which is located in the Planet Hollywood, down in the Strip, heart of Vegas, and you guys take the guys, and you all get pedicures, but it's fish. Yes.
So you put your feet into a bowl of fish.
Yes.
And they eat on your feet?
Yes.
They eat the dead skin and everything off your feet?
And make sure you're videoing, I'm telling you, because the comments, the giggles, the laughter that happens, as you can imagine, the worse the feet are, the more they get munched on.
Could you imagine a bunch of bull riders and bullfighters? I could see the clowns doing this. I could see you guys doing this, but a bunch of the bull riders coming out and they're getting, actually, I could see the bull riders doing that too.
I think they might enjoy it.
I was an ex-bull rider and I would absolutely try it.
Well, all I could say is it's hilarious, especially the younger kids, too. They enjoy it. This is a fun family event. Now, it is a little expensive, I will say, but you will never forget getting your feet munched on by a bunch of minnows.
Give the location of where it was one more time.
Well, there's a couple locations in Vegas. The one that I've been to twice is located in the Miracle Mall Shops, which is right in the heart of the Strip, in Planet Hollywood.
And if people have a question, give the phone number one more time that they can say, Beck, what the heck is that place one more time?
Shoot me a text at 305-900-2363.
And my recommendation, something out of the ordinary, is to visit the spa. You can buy a day pass. It is so worth it. Sit in the hot tub. Sit in the steam room. It will be life-changing. Obviously, I'm addicted to the spa.
So there you have it. I signed up Tigger one time to go to the spa at a casino hotel in Vegas. And what do you know? Now he is hooked, addicted, and costing me a lot of money.
I am all in.
And that's it for this week, folks. We're going to call this show wrapped. Remember, keep sending us in your questions, or if you know of something spa worthy to share, as well as your area's field report. That number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or want to hear past shows, you know you can find them all on our website, TheBendShow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.